welcome all members present to this first meeting of the 6th Democratic Parliament. My name is Lindiwe Nsabo. I'm the committee secretary of this committee with the role of providing support and social administrative support to the committee. Next to me is the content advisor, Yolisa Kanye, who provides content to the committee. I think at a later stage we'll introduce ourselves. My role today is to elect the chairperson of the committee. The rules of parliament provides that on behalf of the secretary of parliament in terms of room 160, the members in their first meeting, they need to appoint a chairperson. So I'll refer to rule 158, where it reads that the members, the committee, must amongst each members appoint a chairperson. So I would like just to outline the process. I will call for nomination, and the person just need to, by show of hands, and then just for record purposes, you can just, he or she can just mention the name, and then I'll call the seconder of the nomination and then request whether the nominee accepts the nomination. So that's the process. And then thereafter, I'll ask if there are any further nominations. If there are, we'll go to vote. So members, I will facilitate that process that has been conferred to me just for today. Members, I've welcomed you to this meeting, so I'm starting the process now. I just wish to request any nomination for the chairperson of this committee. If you can just name your name and then and by show of hands. Honorable.
Good morning, honorable members, colleagues. My name is Dikang Stock. I'm a member of this committee. I would like to nominate for the position of chairperson the name of Honorable Mondli Kungubele. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Honorable Stock. Is there any seconder to the nomination? You can just, yes, Mama.
Good morning, Chair. Yes. My name is Nongo Simvana. I'm also the member of the committee. I want to second the name of Honorable Mondli Kungubele.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Honorable Kungubele, are you accepting the nomination of a position of being a chairperson of this committee? Okay. On the mic.
Yes, I do. I do accept. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Kungubele. Is there any nomination?
Rules of the National Assembly that you quoted earlier, I would like to nominate myself as the chairperson of this portfolio committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone that seconds the nomination? Yes, ma'am.
Morning, members. Morning, Lindy.
Yes, ma'am.
It's good to put a name on the face now that you've spoken so much in the group WhatsApp. My name is Thandi Mpambo Sibukwana. I'm a member of this committee, and I would like to second the, my colleague, Bridget Masango.
Okay. Thank you very much. In a case where there's more than one nomination, the committee will go to a vote, and by show of hands. So I'll just ask members by show of hands if they are in support of nominee number one, which is Mr. Kungubele, and then thereafter and nominee number two, and then I'll announce the results thereafter. I don't need to go out. You can just indicate by show of hands. Normally, I'll just start the process now. I would like members who support the nomination of Mr. Kungubele to be the position, at the position of the chairperson, to raise their hands. For the position of the chairperson for Honorable Kungubele, we have six members. Another thing just I want to outline, if is there any alternate, we are not allowed to vote. We can just participate in the proceedings. Okay, we can do that as well. Okay. I'll just call them, but from the ANC, Mr. Kungubele, Mr. Stock, Mama Pinangulu, Mama Mbana, Manganye. Okay, well. Mama Matang, Motang. Okay. For the Democratic Alliance, we have Mama Masango. We have Mama Mpambo Sipokwana. We have an alternate Mama Miss Abrahams. Okay. For Economic Freedom Fighters, we have Mama Ngwenya. Ingatha Freedom Party, we have Mama Fanda Merve.
Yeah.
I didn't see. And then for ACDP, we have Umama Sukars. Okay. Thank you very much. Let me repeat the process. So can I request members who are voting in favor of Honorable Kungubele to raise their hands? Thank you very much. We have the second nominee is Honorable Masango. I therefore request members that are in support of her position of being the chairperson of the committee to raise their hands. We have two. Members, we are... was your hand up? Okay. Members, we are done with the process, which is transparent. The results are as follows. For Honorable Kungubele, we have 6 members who voted in favor of him to be the chairperson. For Honorable Masango, we have 2 members. We have 3 members who didn't participate in the process. So I declare Honorable Kungubele to be a duly elected portfolio committee of this committee with powers that have been conferred to him by the rules of parliament. I just want to quickly outline some of the responsibilities of the chairperson in terms of the rules. Rule 158, subsection 2, which is as follows. The chairperson of a committee, subject to the other provisions of these rules and directions of the committee, preside at meetings of the committee, may act in any on behalf of and in the best interest of the committee when it is not practical to arrange a meeting of the committee to discuss that matter. If that matter concerns a request by any person, by a person to give evidence or make oral representation to the committee, any other request to the committee, and the initiation of any steps or decision necessary for the committee to perform its functions or exercise its powers. Another responsibility is to perform the functions, tasks, and duties and exercises the powers that the committee resolutions of this assembly and legislation may assign to the chairperson. Lastly, in the event of any equality of votes or any questions before the committee, she may exercise a casting vote in addition to the chairperson, to the chairperson's vote of a member. So I would like to congratulate you, Honorable Kungubele, for the position of being the chairperson, and you may come and take your seat and preside over this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tabo, Secretary of the Committee. May I take this opportunity to express my humble gratitude for the honor to occupy a seat which is not so simple. I make an undertaking to be a servant of this committee to the best of my ability, and in so doing being the servant of the country. And I expect that we are going to work together with one thing in mind, with nothing in mind other than pursuit of the welfare of the people of this country. Not the people of a particular party, people of this country. Once we sit here, I usually say, when we are elected as a party. But when the results are read, you are a servant of the country. Social services, social development, there's a lot of issues that the committee are going to be seized with. I hope every member will look at the report of the 5 years of the previous committee. If we can all go through that committee and look at what that committee was seized with and what were the outstanding issues, and what do we think is going to be our focus in the coming 5 years, I'm looking forward to a situation where, guided by the Secretariat, of course, where we'll have to sit and have a strategic planning, where we have what I'll call a clear path until the end of the 5 years in the context of the framework of the National Development Plan and so on. My attitude is very simple as a member of Parliament. Fortunately, I'm not coming for the first time. Is that the portfolio committee is here to make the executive account on behalf of our people. As a simple job, it's not complicated. Sometimes it's complicated. I know that we are different political parties. There's a way in which we want the mandate to be complete, to be actually executed. But my understanding is that when you look at the social welfare, there's little partisan there. There's a lot of social service development things require us to work together as a unit. There isn't much that divides us unless we like divisive things. And it's always easy to find the divisive things by simply comparing my head to yours and say, mine is four squared, yours is nicely, and then there's a difference. Then you can find that there's a difference. There's always a way to divide ourselves. But where I'm sitting and looking at the context of challenges, we have got a platform to work together on the behalf of the people of this country. It's always going to be difficult at times to avoid the party differences, but if they prevail over the objective, that becomes a problem. I'm a hard worker, I can tell you up front. I hope I'm still capable of being a hard worker. And let's just work together. And that's it. And thank you very much. I would request that before we proceed, we quickly again introduce ourselves or the program. She wants to say something. I'm going to be handled until I understand the job. Yes, Secretary?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. As we know that we are only electing the chairperson today, and we have parliamentary program that is ongoing. In terms of the budget votes, budgetary process, budget participation process, our committee has been scheduled to have a debate on the 11th of July, which is next week, Thursday. In that effect, so we realize that it is important as the support team to facilitate a process of coming up with a program so that we'll be able to meet the set deadlines. And I have this program just only for the budget process. and then thereafter the chairperson will sit to look at other important issues, things that would be important for the committee to look at. I've requested the committee assistant to circulate the draft program.
Whilst we are doing that, can we introduce ourselves? I thought that was a clash.
Good morning, members. My name is Mari Sukers. I am a member of the African Christian Democratic Party, and I am from the Western Cape.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Dikgang Stok, a member of the ANC from the Northern Cape. Thank you.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Thandi Mpambo Sibukwana from the Democratic Alliance, and I've come from the Western Cape province.
Morning, honorable members. My name is Anastasia Mutau from Gauteng.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Delisi Lengwenya, member of the Mighty EFF from Gauteng. Thank you.
Avusheni bachaviseki. Vito ni Khensani wa ka Bilankulu Magawane. Ni huma ka nhlangano lowukulu wa Xikwembu na vanhu wa African National Congress. Membara ya committee ya le. Inkomo.
Ikamlamu umamu Jane Mangani. Ndiphuma phaya ephondweni lase Northwest. Ndiphuma ku Kongolose ku ANC. Uye ondithumele apha ukuthi ndizosefa kule committee. Ndimlo yabonga.
Good morning once more. Ndingunonkosi. That's my name. My name is Mvana Smallbacker. I'm coming from Eastern Cape. I'm also sent by the Titanic organization, which you know, that is ANC. Thank you very much.
I will continue. That's still afloat. Good morning, honorable members and chairperson. I'm Alexandra Abrams from the Democratic Alliance. I'm a new member to Parliament, so I hope the chair will protect me when I need protecting from the more established members in the room and the Titanic.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning, colleagues. My name is Bridget Masango. I am the member of the Democratic Alliance, and I represent the province of Gauteng. Thank you.
My name is Bon Kubene, from the African National Congress, which is said to be Titanic. I'm sent here to be a member of Parliament, now appointed by ourselves as the chair of the committee. Who are you?
I've already introduced myself.
The administration is introducing themselves.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members. Nice to see you. My name is Yolisa Kanye. I'm the content advisor of the committee. My role is to provide strategic advice and the planning for this committee. Hopefully we'll have a good 5 years. Thank you.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Siavuya Gudula. I'm the researcher for the committee. My role is to provide preparatory research papers and also analyze government and civil society reports relevant to the department. I also provide background information for members' speeches and also for when they go to oversight visits. I think that's in a nutshell. Thank you. Bye.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Thandi Makgobelela. I'm the secretary to the chairperson.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Fungile Bulawa, originally from Kutsolo Ndilimpondo. I'm here to serve the committee for logistical support. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think it was just to ease off so that we know one another. Forget Anastasia's mic, which was not working. I hope it's not an indication of anything. So what I'm going to do now, we'll ask the secretary of the committee just to walk us through the program. My proposal is that for now, we need to focus on the program at hand and find time to look at a program in a long term. The immediate thing is that if you check, a lot of things did not happen at the time they were supposed to have happened. Cabinet took a week, committees took almost 2 weeks, and a lot of work for this process has been taken by those. It means we don't have a lot of time at our disposal. Some extraordinary commitment will be required so that we finish the work on time. We'll ask the secretary to walk us through.
Welcome. Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning, once again, honorable members. The program is as follows. It's today, which is the 2nd of July. We have elected Honorable Gongobela to be the committee of this, to be the chairperson of this committee. Tomorrow, which is the 3rd of July, since it's a budget process, we have invited the Department of Social Development, the National Development Agency, and SASA, which are the entities of the department, to come and present their annual performance plan to this committee. The meeting is scheduled for tomorrow, which is the 3rd of this month. The venue is S12A in the NSOP building in the, at ground floor. Next week, which is the 10th of July, which is our slot, we sit only on Wednesdays as this committee. The process of engaging with the department culminates to the committee to develop or to draft a program. On Wednesday next week, we will come here again at M315 at Max Building to consider and adopt the report in preparation of the debate, which is scheduled in the following day, which is the 11th of July. So the process is follows. And you'll get the report when it's ready, maybe Tuesday, and then you'll adopt it on Wednesday. It's due to the time constraint, we don't have enough time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tsavo. So what's going to happen is that that's the program for now. In other words, we've got work to do. There's work to be done immediately. So what we're going to do tomorrow is enough for this coming day. But as we deal with this budgetary process, we'll be working together with the team, the secretariat, hoping that when it ends, we'll be having a sense of what is the way forward beyond budget. I hope that's going to happen. Any comments?
I've just got one question, Chair. I see that the program for tomorrow is already set. There's no way tomorrow is moved to Thursday. This is set. We cannot move.
The attitude is that the absence of time dictates that we don't move anything. Everything must be done in the manner it's prescribed. We miss 1 hour, we are finished, we're out of way. We'll be caught in the pavement. The first time I exercised the power in my capacity as a chair, having thanked you for full compliment attendance. Where's Miss Van der Merwe? She has gone to another meeting. I thought I have been seated in Christ now. Okay. Can I, with the powers vested in me and having thanked you, I declare the meeting adjourned. Thank you very much. Meet tomorrow at 10. Thank you very much. Shortest meeting ever.